Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, Lili Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, Vendi Navshi Harav, Aaron Avram. The Neshama should have a constant aliyah. The Gemara in Mesechet Shabbos and Daf Samach Beis expounds a pasuk in Yeshaya. And from this pasuk, we learn important lessons about life. So I thought it would be worthwhile to learn the Gemara with the parish of Maran HaRav and his Ein Hayah. If Baruch Hashem had many, many shirim in Ein Hayah, and if Hashem gives the koach and the moach and the financial wherewithal, then we will be siyata d'shmaya b'li neder continue. So we'll start today with Darash Rava Bereda Rav Eloi Mai Dichsiv. Rava, the son of Rav Eloi, expounded. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya in the third parak, Yan ki gavu benos tziyam, because the daughters of Zion, explaining the reason for the churban, the daughters of Zion went with a high posture. Gavu benos tziyam, they were tall. That's why Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, because the girls were a little too tall. Obviously, that's not what it means. The Gemara Darshan's Shehayu Mahalchos Bekoim Ezekufa. The girls would go with a straight posture. They would walk upright. Because they would walk upright, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What does this mean? And the Gemara continues and expounds other parts of the pasuk, other things that the daughters of Zion did that were inappropriate. And we will discuss this as we right now. We will discuss the first part of the Gemara. This is Osach of Zion in the Sefer. B'tochiyuto shel ha'adam mushkaf lo kol olamo. Within a person is reflected all of his world. V'chasher ba'olam ha'kvali hinei anu motzim et ha'kachot mechulakim letov v'lara. In the general world, we find different kochos. We find kochos, powers of good, and we find kochos hara, powers of evil. And these are two separate powers. V'hara omnam ra'ui liyot b'metziut. There is room for evil in the metzius. That's the way the world is. It's supposed to be evil. Ela shehu tzarich liyot kafuf el hatov. The evil has to be subordinate to the good. There has to be evil in the world, but the good has to be the dominant feature. Ken bekomat ha'adam hakolelet et kol havayeto. Tzarich sheyeda sheyesh bo kochot ke'elu shelo harchavatam vehitmatchutam yif'alu letova ki im hagbalatam vitzimtzumam. In a person as well, we have to know that in his koma, in his posture, that includes all of his being, and all of a person's emotional makeup, he has to know that he has these kochos, he has certain capacities, abilities, powers, that not harchavatam, not their expansion, vehitmatchutam, lemtoach, that they should be spread out. That's not what these kochos require. They will not be yif'alu letovah. That won't activate the good. Rather, what will activate the good? Hagbalatam vitzimtzumam. Their hagbala, their limiting, and their contracting. There's certain kochos within a person that have to be limited and contracted. They can't be allowed to run wild. Ve'az yivneh ha'adam behadar shleimuto. And then a person will be built, yibaneh, with the splendorous perfection. Ve'hachevra ha'klalit ta'amod b'shleimut klaluta. And general society, if individual man is built as he should be, society as well will be in its perfected form. Ki achrei ha'akara b'tzad ha'gira'on sheyesh ba'atzmo yiyed nishkaf oto hatzad shel hatov sheyesh b'zulato. After a person's recognition of the Gira'on that he has in himself. We have to know that we have faults. If you're watching this, it's a proof that you have faults. Not that it's a fault to be watching or listening to this. I don't think that's a big fault. I hope not. But the fact that you exist, because all people who exist have faults. Nobody's perfect. Have you ever heard that before? Many times. And yet, we still expect perfection often of others. How come you're not like this? How come you're not like that? Other good qualities? No. This quality, no. This quality. That's number one. And people themselves view themselves very often. They see their milas. You don't hear about their chesronos. We have to know that we have chesronos. We have faults, foibles. After you realize your faults, then you will be able to perceive the milos of your friend. And you realize that your friend's capacities and capabilities are mashlim you. They complete you, they complement you. Because you lack what you lack, your friend has. One person lacks the hand-eye coordination and the training to be able to fly an airplane, and another person has it. So isn't that amazing? He can't fly, but his friend can. So he sees his friend's maila. One person can't drive, but his friend can. So he can take it from place to place. One person has no technological know-how, and his friend has. So his friend can fix a computer, program a computer. So we all have to see our chesronos, and then see how what we're lacking is fulfilled in other people. And then you look at the world, and it's a beautiful world. You see, we have people who can do anything. We have talented writers, artists, musicians, scientists, mathematicians, teachers, plumbers, washing machine repairmen, opticians, doctors, lawyers, we have all types. And I don't know anybody who could do any job. Take the most brilliant scientist in the Massachusetts Institute of Talmud, MIT, and you put him as a point guard for the New York Knicks. See how he does. You take the point guard for the New York Knicks, and you make him a professor of astrophysics and MIT, see how he does. Kacha olam. Everybody has what someone else is lacking. Ha'idiyah sheyesh bechlalut hakoach ha-mitpashet al klalut ha-gviya chalakim keelu she-tzimtzumam hu-tov ve-ra'ui manmicha at ha-koma me'at ad she-monat ota mezkifa shel ga'ava dokeret et zulato. When you look at your body, and your body is not completely upright, it's a little bit bent. How does it become bent, your body? Because you can't stand completely upright, because that would imply, I'm the man. But we realize that we're not the man. We don't have it all. We have talents. We have abilities, but it's not going to be 100%. 100% would mean we're going to be straight up like this, and aniva afsiot. Nobody else can even hold a candle to me, unless of course it's Havdalah. Then we use it for brain rage. It's a pretty bad joke. So but it's true. Anyway, right? You can hold the candle. So the point is that you are not going to be standing straight up with completely upright posture if you realize that you don't have all the talents. So you lower yourself a little bit, And that shows that you realize you don't have it all. Otherwise, a person is afflicted with this horrific illness, which we wish all those afflicted with this illness a real refuah shleima min hashamayim. And this illness is called ga'ava, or be'ega ha'yeshivatit, in the yeshivisha pronunciation, gaive. A person who has gaive, it's a terrible illness. It's mamish shreklich and gefarlich. And that's what standing up with a straight, upright posture symbolizes, that I have it all, and I don't need my friend. And that, of course, causes a lot of problems in society. V'hadvarim yiduim. So when a person is a little bit bent over, he realizes he doesn't have it all, and that allows room for his friend, who has qualities which he lacks. V'hine, ha'ivaron shel ga'ava, the blindness which is caused by arrogance, by gaiva, k'shumagia lemarom madregato, when it reaches its height, its peak, its apex, u'me'abed et ha'olam, he destroys the world, מפני שיאפשר עוד לחיים של חברה ואגד ציבורי להיות מתפתחים כל זמן שלא תהיה הכרה פנימית בכל אחד שיש לו איזה דברים וכישרונות שהוא נמצא על ידם חסר וישתלם רק על ידי עזר חבריו. This guy, but when it reaches its pinnacle, it destroys the whole world, because it's impossible for a society to properly develop as long as there is not an internal conviction and understanding that everybody has qualities that others lack. What I have, you might not have. And what you have, I certainly don't have. And that's the way you look at the world. It's a beautiful way of looking at the world. You look at the most powerful, rich person in the world. He's got hundreds of billions of dollars. He's powerful here. He knows this person, that person. But let him try to give birth to a baby. So what some poor village woman in Africa can do, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, they can't do it. Go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, doctor, operate on me. I want to give birth to babies." And the doctor's going to say, "Palgina dibura, you have to split up what you say. I can operate on you, but I can't make you have babies." So that is the chisaron of the human male. And of course it works the other way around as well, that a woman wants to have a baby, but she says that, "I want to do this solo. I don't want any man. I don't want any of that material that is used, that is used to create a baby. I just want to wake up in the morning, eat my Wheaties, have a cold glass of fresh orange juice, and I want to be pregnant with a baby." It doesn't work. It's also a limit. So men need women, and women need men. Intellectuals need more practical, hands-on people, and the practical, hands-on people need the more floaty intellectuals. We're a society where we all need each other, and we have to love each other and appreciate each other. I get in the cab and I start talking to the cab driver, and the cab driver fancies himself to be a great philosopher, maybe, but he's not so well schooled in philosophy or in Talmud. He's not going to be giving Shir Klali and Namir and Lakewood and Panovich. And I think to myself, maybe, Sugbetz, do we really need this guy? He has a lot of opinions, but he's really a lot of fluff. And the answer is, maybe his opinions aren't worth all that much. Maybe they are. It's because I listen sometimes. There's wisdom that comes out of mouths of cab drivers. But we need them to drive the cabs, because frankly, I'm not so sure that the Rosh Yeshiva of Namir or Panovich or Lakewood would be good cab drivers. Maybe they would. Maybe, this is just a guess, maybe they don't even know how to drive. Maybe. And then they couldn't be cab drivers. So, you have the nice, dark-skinned cab driver who emigrated from Ghana in Africa 6 months ago and speaks a very stilted, broken English. And he's fulfilling a task that even the Gedolei Hador aren't fulfilling, or maybe aren't even able to. Now, does that mean that I'm equating him? No. I am not equating the cab driver to the Rosh Hashiva. But I am saying that the Rosh Hashiva, when he gets in that taxi, he has to go to Manhattan, and he has to go to these Gvirim to convince them that they want more Olam Haba than they already have. So he says, thank God for this cab driver. And he says to the cab driver, thank God for you. And the cab driver says, I believe in God. Most cab drivers, I think, believe in God. So, we need you. And he says to the Rosh Hashiva, we need you. We need people of spirit like you who aren't on the roads all day, going from the east side to the west side, and from the west side to the east side, and from uptown to downtown, from downtown to uptown. We need people who are men of God. Men of the frack, they say, the men of the cloth. Men of the frack. So society is built so beautifully that we all need each other. Omnam. אם יזדמן מחאוב כזה באנשים שהם הכוח הפועל בעולם, עוד יש תרופה למכה זו, כי על ידי הזיקוק של עצם הפעולות שהם צריכים להשלימן, יראה להם חסרונם וחולשתם, עד שתאבד ההכרה הגאוותנית. So now let's talk about the male. The male, in general, as Rav Kook writes about this in the bracha of Shelo Asani Isha, that we're thanking God, men, every morning, that we're not a woman, because women, in general, are the more passive members of society. If you look at world history, the great inventions and discoveries were made almost exclusively by men. The wars, men. The leaders, men. The revolutions spearheaded by men, mostly involving men, except maybe for the feminist revolution. The great composers and conductors, men. The richest people in the world, the most powerful people in the world, generally men. Men are usually the po'alim. And even in a relationship, you'll meet plenty of girls who want a man who's going to take care of them and support them, and they're going to be at home taking care of the little kitties. But I've never met a man who said, yeah, I don't really want to do anything with my life. I just want to stay home, cook and clean a little bit, and I want a wife. She's going to take charge type of woman. She's going to take care of me. She's going to support me. And I'm just going to, you know, live a very relaxed life. I don't know any man like that. Why not? Because that's not our quality. Men want to accomplish. We like letters after our name. PhD, MD, Esquire. We're the po'alim. And women in general are the nif'alim. So we are the more active. That doesn't mean that women don't do anything. That doesn't mean women don't have talents, abilities, good qualities. Like we said before, what men can't do, women can do. What women can't do, men can do. And everyone's different. But in general, the more active, the more po'el, in the world scheme, and even in the family scheme, it's usually the man. We even see this in the act of creating a new human being. There has to be a giver, and there has to be a taker. Who's the giver? Always the man. Who's the taker? The woman. If they want to have a baby, and she's going to be the giver, and he's going to be the taker, he's going to be the receiver, he's going to be the passive one, they're not going to have a baby. And then there's the ksuba. The ksuba is a document that signed by two witnesses, sometimes by the husband as well, and it says, I will support you and take care of you from now until my dying day and after. She gets the document, he doesn't. She receives, he gives. I'll be honest with you. I'm a guy. I wish somebody would give me such a document. You're taken care of until I'm gone and after. Wow, it's a great deal. But no, I was the one who obligated myself in such a document. And all men do. And I haven't heard women complaining about it yet. It's no fair. Why does he have to support me for the rest of his life? And even after? How can that be? What, am I going to be taken care of? I'm always going to have what I need? He obligates himself? That's no fair. It's great. So the man has to be the Poel, and the woman the Nifa. As always. So, if this disease happens, this gaiva with a man, what's going to happen? He's going to be involved in certain actions. He thinks he has it all. And then he realizes that he doesn't. He wants to start a company, a startup. But he wants to do it all on his own. He's going to realize quickly he can't do it on his own. Whenever you're involved in doing anything, you always need the help of someone else to do something all on your own. It doesn't work. So since you're involved in being Poel, you realize very quickly your limitations. Aval hanashim sheina yisod hanif'al b'chivra, but women who are the foundation that is more passive in society, they are the sector, the segment of society that is more passive. Avoda klalit b'frat sechlit u'musarit rechava lo alehen techul b'tor ikar v'chol kvuda bat melech pnima. This general avoda, specifically intellectual and ethical, in the broad sense, does not fall and devolve upon women, because all of the honor of a woman is inside. A woman is in her home. Vayomer yesara ishtecha, vayomer hinei ba'oel. She's in her tent. So today, women have gone out into the world much more, as we well know. In medical schools, it's probably half, probably more, of all the students are female. Law school, also, loads of females. But the ideal in this world is that a woman should be pnima. Not everybody should be looking at her, and she's not supposed to be the center of attention. And not that she's not ever allowed to leave her house, but the covet of a woman is pnima. And since she's more pnima, and she's more involved in the home, in the family, and she's less involved in big tasks, big companies, CEO of a company. Most CEOs are men. And they see that we need a lot of different workers. We need a lot of different employees to fill a lot of different tasks. So a woman is less likely to be cognizant of her chesronos because of her status as being pnima, of being inside. La, in makom chitzoni, shigale lefana, ivaron agava, kshu mishtaresh. For her, there is no external place that's going to reveal before her this blindness of gaiva when it takes root. I can realize it. I think I have it all because she's not so involved and active to be able to constantly see her chesronos and what she's lacking. והשרשה הטבעית הזאת היא מתנחלת בטבע קשה והיום כל כך עד שעל ידי ההשפעה שלהם יצא בנים במדרגה מפותחת כזאת שגם כל ההכרות שבעולם לא יועילו. And then obviously this is passed on to the kindleach. And then the kindleach, if the mother is this woman who thinks she has it all, she's not the man, she's the lady, she thinks she has it all, this is going to be passed on to the children. And then all of the recognition and self-awareness not going to help. Because this is nature. Once something is deeply embedded in a person's nature, it's very hard to change. ואז יסתום אותו החלון של האורה, שעל ידו האדם מתקרב לאור השלמות האלוקית העליונה, כי רק ממני שמכיר את חיסרון השלמתו Al ken titzman nafsho l'shalem b'makor ha'shlemut b'or elyon. Shemizeh novim kol sidrei ha'chayim ha'metukanim. And then there will be a sealing of that window of light through which man gets close to the light of elevated, godly perfection. Because only by recognizing his lack of shlemus, he is not only going to be cognizant of the fact that other people give him his completeness, make society complete, but he himself wants to have perfection. And the way he's going to do that is by connecting to the source of perfection, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to God. When he connects to God, then he's going to get his shlemus. As long as he realizes that he has chesronus, he's going to want to connect to that godly light that's going to give him his shlemus. But if a person doesn't realize their chesronus, they're not going to want to get that godly light. They're not going to thirst for that godly light. And that's where chayim etukanim come from, that we all realize what we lack, and then we want to look heavenwards for our completion. And then there is a strengthening of the terrible dissension of this nation and this scattering of the nation that has no internal connection through this gava nora'a ha'minas'im bashav kol echad b'fnei atzmo le'olam malei v'shalem b'ein chisaron ha'me'orer tzorech liyot metchaber im re'ehu. והשרשה הרעה באה על ידי הבנות שהיו מהלכות בקומה זקופה. And then we're living in this world where people have this terrible gaiva, and that is pshat in this gemara, דווקא the banot, not the banim, the banot, the girls, were the ones who were going with the koma zkufa, with this upright posture, meaning that I lack nothing, I don't need anything. And that causes terrible destruction in the world, because if we think we have it all and we don't need God, we push God out of the equation. It says that the Rashi Tevis of ego is edge God out. And that's what people are doing. So that's what the Gemara says, Yan ki gavu benos tzion, stavka the banos, that they were going to become as the kufa, with this upright posture. And that was the cause of destruction. And the upright posture, we understand, means that I have it all, I lack nothing, so I don't have to bend over a little bit. So that's a very, very deep and important lesson. We learned so much, you know, one column, it's a Sech HaKol, this was just a little over a column. You know, there are thousands of them. It's a runner-up. The amount of wisdom and insight that you get from him is simply astounding, astounding. So we were Zelchem, and it's one line of Gemara. We obviously have loads more to do. Siyata Dishmaya. So we should be zocher lilmod ulamed lishmor v'la'asas ulakayim is called divrei samatar. So be'ahava, and we should remember always that sof dover hakol nishma es elokim yira es mitzvos of shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.